This is Season 2, Hot Mic 3, Emergency Hot Mic. Run the intro. Welcome to Season 2, Hot Mic 3, Emergency Hot Mic. This was not planned. I wasn't going to release another hot mic for this season, but, you know, things pop up. So by now, I'm sure everybody's aware of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse due to the cargo ship ramming into the bridge pillar. 6 construction workers lost their lives repairing the bridge during this time. One was critically injured. The harbor, the port, is actually closed. Ships can't get in. Ships can't get out. The bridge is, because the bridge is gone, trucks and heavy vehicles can't go through the tunnel, so they have to go all the way around the city. It's a mess. It's a lot going on. And being that this is the East Coast, one of the biggest ports in the East Coast, commerce is going to suffer greatly. Wow. Now, that being said, I want to play a clip that I just heard this morning. This clip comes from MSNBC.
The Republican Party has lost its mind on the Baltimore Bridge collapse, and it is more than just rhetoric. After the bridge collapse, President Biden made this promise.
It's my intention that federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge, and I expect the Congress to support my effort.
But because it is President Biden, a Democrat, because it is Baltimore, a black city run by a black mayor in a state led by a black governor, because this involves brown people, Republicans seem to have little interest in repairing an essential part of our nation's infrastructure. Here was Congressman Dan Muser on the Fox Business Channel today.
Is Congress going to need to pony up more money, or is there enough money in the infrastructure package?
Yeah. Great to be with you, Maria. Yeah, it was kind of outrageous immediately for Biden to express in this tragedy the idea that he's going to use federal funds to pay for it in entirety.
Yeah. I said I wasn't going to do this. I wasn't going to make a capsule about the government stuff and Republican versus Democrat and all that. However, in light of this, I was compelled to do this capsule. Now, before we even get into this, I'll make it perfectly clear. I am not Democrat or Republican or Independent or any of that stuff. I'm just Jermaine, who's a Christian, period. I don't take political sides. I'm not a political pundit. I don't get into all that stuff. I'm just a Christian with voting ability. Both are flawed, Republicans and Democrats. There are things on both sides that disturb me greatly. Now, going back to that clip, yes, I think Republicans have lost their mind. The fact that that's even a thing to consider to rebuttal against, given aid to build the bridge, is mind blowing. Just to even argue against to do that is mind-blowing to me. It's mind-blowing on another level. I've already said earlier that this is a major port for America, and not just America, for the rest of the world. This is going to have global implications. I mean, it appears that Maryland, Delaware, and D.C. will immediately be impacted by this. Heavy vehicles have to go around the city. They can't go through the tunnels. I think somebody said that vehicles with hazardous materials can't go through the tunnels. They have to drive completely around the entire city of Baltimore. It's just a mess. Now, I want to go back and play a particular part of this clip because it's what we're going to be talking about mostly for this hot mic.
But because it is President Biden, a Democrat, because it is Baltimore, a black city run by a black mayor in a state led by a black governor, because this involves brown people.
This is where I have the problem. Republicans are supposed to be consist of Christians, conservative group of morals. And the fact that we're even hearing that this is the implications of what this is, what it looks like coming from them, the tone, is absolutely ridiculous. I'm gonna for a minute extract the Christian part and focus on that for the Republican Party. I'm going to just take the part that the people that are Christian, because there are people who are Republicans who are not Christians. So I'm going to focus on the Christian part of it, right? The leaders in Congress and government claim to be mostly the Christian conservatives. So I want to just focus on that for a second. It is not lost on me that the Christian part of the Republican Party seems to lean toward racism. And I wish I could say it doesn't, but it just does. And because this is Baltimore, Maryland, black mayor, black governor, brown people who died, I hate the fact that they're even thinking about moving slowly or even not at all to pay for this bridge rebuilding. It's yet again another signal of what's rotten about the Republican Party, mainly Christians in the Republican Party. And again, I'm going to say it again. Let me focus on the Christian part of this. I wish Christians could stop with the racist banter and the hate and just focus on what God wants them to do. This is not the first time I've had issues with Christians and how they view Baltimore and the residents within and the mayor and all that stuff. This is not the first time I heard it. If this was the first time I heard it, I'd probably be like, well, they're not really racist. That lady's kind of crazy. But I've heard this before. And I'm surprised that it comes from a group that's supposed to be represented by Christians. I mean, the first thing I'm thinking out of my head when I hear that the bridge collapse is to run with federal aid to get that bridge rebuilt just for the sake of the people involved, just for the sake of everybody involved. Not even thinking about the politics behind it. Not thinking about, well, this will help Biden, this will help Trump, this will, this. No, just to help, period. And that's supposed to be the Christian mindset, to get things done to help people. Not have an overtone or overlayer of things about racism or brown people, or be slow to move because it consists of brown people. What is that? What are we doing? Christians, what the freak are we even doing? Even thinking like that, let alone saying things out in public like that. What do we think God is thinking when we think like that? Jesus already told us that if you think a certain way, it is just as bad as doing it. So, Christians who are saying things, especially in the leadership roles, let alone thinking it, it's just poisoning Christianity. This is why I have to make Christian capsules. This is why I have to fix Christianity one dose at a time, because I got to tackle one issue at a time, because there are so many issues wrong with how Christianity is portrayed and how we portray it. Christians are supposed to be a beacon, a signal of hope and light and help and response and justice, not the opposite of those things, not racism, white oppression, and women bashing, and all these other things. It's not supposed to be about that. It's supposed to be about Christ and what he represents, and we're supposed to take that lead and present it to the world so the world can see that we have the light and they want to come to us, not emit more darkness upon the world. It is absolutely insane to me to even have to hear a lady say that, as far as waking up to hear the news, to have that part to be a thing. Racism off the jump by Christian Republicans. Because why? Why do we need that? Why do we have to have that from Christians? It's yet again another thing that I got to go back and set the record straight. And for those listening that have no idea what I'm talking about, go look it up. There's no secret that the Christian evangelicals who are tied to the Republican Party have and history linking themselves to systemic racism. So, and I'm not making this about a racist thing. I'm just making, because racism, we already, hopefully you know that racism is bad. But this is about what Christians are supposed to do. This is bad behavior from a Christian standpoint. We're not supposed to act like this. I mean, we're supposed to be that, the one hope in the world. And we're not. American Christianity is falling down upon itself. There was even reports about a day or so ago that when the governor said that we're going to take care of the families of the construction workers who died, that people were already groaning, saying, well, why do we have to help them? Aren't they might be undocumented immigrants and blah, blah, blah. Are you kidding me right now? What? Jesus is talking about, if you do it to the least of these, you've done it to me. I thought that was the thing that we're going with. That's the thing that we're riding with. Not, well, it depends on the person, and if they're undocumented, maybe we shouldn't help them. The mindset. Satan has already penetrated somewhat into church culture, the mind of Christians. This is what we need to do as Christians. We need to get back into figuring out who we are, what we represent, and why we're doing what we're doing. We need to get back to the Bible. We need to get straight back into the Bible. And if you don't want to read the Bible right away, then get back to the book of Matthew, at least read that. And then figure out what the freak we're doing here. Figure out what we're supposed to represent to the people. A party who's supposed to be claimingly to represent the Christian people, which I already have my own things about that. But if you claim to be that party, if you want to take that up, then you need to show up like that. You need to represent as that. Shouldn't be hearing reports of and voices of racism and oppression and bigotry and women bashing and all these other things that go along with it if you're going to rep Christ in your party. This is just absolutely ridiculous. Here it is, the most holiest week of the year. We had just came off from Palm Sunday. Today's Good Friday. We have Easter Sunday coming up. And yet, I have that stuff I'm hearing about. And what's mind-boggling to me is that this thing about Christians and racism, I mean, are you kidding me right now? I already live with it. I see it. I hear about it. And it's just become a problem. Right? And Christians are supposed to rep God. And we do. We go back to church. We go to church. We're going to go to church this week. And the holiest week of the year. And we're going to give our praise to God. We're going to worship. Christians are going to go and just, oh God, I love you. This, that, and the other thing. We're all going to be in church. And yet you're acting like this. I'm going to tell you what God thinks about the person who thinks that they're religious but still acts a fool. I'm going to read you a verse from Isaiah. This verse comes from Isaiah chapter 1, starting at verse 15. This comes from the NASB 95 edition. All right, actually, I'm going to start from verse 14. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 14 down. It says, this is the Lord talking, by the way. It says, I hate your new moon festivals and your appointed feasts. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. So when you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Yes, even though you multiply your prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are covered with blood. Wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your deeds from my sight. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Reprove the ruthless. Defend the orphan and plead for the widow. Basically, the summing up is basically saying, God saying, look, you could be in church all day long doing religious things. Praying to me and doing all this. I'm not listening to you. I'm fed up with you. I'm fed up with this religiosity. You're doing this stuff in church and you're pretending to be in love, pretending to love me, but at the same time, you're not being justice. You're being injustice. You need to wash yourselves and make yourselves clean. You're covered, your hands are covered with blood. You're just doing bad things and then coming in here and saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord. You need to learn to do good. You need to seek justice. That's actually a quote from the verse 17. It says you need to reprove the ruthless. You need to put them in check. And then you need to defend the orphan, plead for the widow. Those are the people who can't do for themselves. The weak, the downtrodden. You need to take up for those guys and not kick people where they're down or turn away help when they need it. That's the essence of the verse. Here's another verse saying the same thing. This comes from Amos chapter 5, verses 21 and down. It says, I reject your festivals, nor do I delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer up to me burnt offerings of your grain offerings, I will not accept them. And I will not even look at the peace offerings of your fatlings. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the sound of your harps. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. God prefers mercy, kindness, justice, and love over religiosity any day of the week. He'd rather have you out there doing his work than sitting up in church, I love you, Lord, clapping, singing songs, and praying. The essence of Christianity is to be in the hands and feet of Christ. Not complaining when people want to help people, or complaining or trying to pull help when a city needs their basic infrastructure rebuilt. And stop claiming to be the party of Christ, where clearly you've got major issues on that end. Because you're not the party of Christ. Christ doesn't have a party. Christ does not represent a government faction built up by man. Christ is the government. God is the government. The final word I'll say on this is this. As Christians, we need to reevaluate what we stand for. Do we stand for justice? Or do we stand for hate, bigotry, and division? Are we the hands and feet of Christ? Or are we just in church clapping and singing, but out there doing monstrous things? Reevaluate. Get with the Bible. Get with the Lord. And let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. This is Jermaine Farrell, and I'll talk to you next time. Hi again, and as a final note, I just want to encourage everybody to go back and listen to the prior capsules of Season 2 and Season 1. Go back and listen to the other hot mics and listen to the other capsules. Pretty soon Season 2 will be done, so I encourage everybody again to go back and listen to the past episodes and to find a player where you can subscribe to Christian Capsules. Apple, we're on Apple, Google, Spotify, we're on everything. So just find a player that you're comfortable with and then use the subscribe function on that player. This is Jermaine. I'll talk to you next time.